so grateful for that moment, because we didn't know anything about Austria or about anything. And it was a first gathering of just people wanting more.
Das war eine erste Versammlung von Menschen, die mehr wollten.
And then we ended up in Frankfurt and gathered again, and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit was just so powerful.
Und der Geist dort war so stark.
Then 2 years later, we were invited by Bruce Kluwet and Helmut and other leaders in the community to come and do a Holy Spirit conference, is what you heard about, at Oberla. How many of you were at that Oberla? Wow. That's actually stunning. So you know that was a powerful time. And what I heard at the time, it was the largest gathering of Protestants and Catholics coming together. Because up to that time, that wasn't happening, but it happened then. And it was at the same time that the Iron Curtain was torn down and we could go into the East. And so people did come to that conference from all over Eastern Europe. And they were free to do that for the first time. And then it was a couple years later, after that, we went to Strebersdorf. You probably say that a lot better than I just said it. Whatever, you know what. Another gathering of more Catholics and Protestants, but all together, and it was another powerful time. And then we had an opportunity to come back to a place called Pinkafeld.
Und dann hatten wir die Möglichkeit, nach Pinkafeld zu kommen.
And we did a 2-week training for young leaders. And then we continued to come and we got to train young leaders, particularly in the Catholic Church, raising up Catholic communities through, you know, Bruce Kluwet, and it was just an ongoing kind of thing. And in what... Around 1994, David, you might have the better date on this one, because. But there was an invitation, people wanting us to start a church, a vineyard church. And so I went to the leaders, and Helmut would have been one of them. And the leaders of the city here, and asked for permission if we could start a vineyard church. And they said, because of how you served us and how you've cared about us and the church, that we welcome you to come and have a piece of that. And that was the very beginnings. And it's something you need to understand. We need to understand that this is not about any one person.
Es geht nicht eine Person oder irgendeine Person.
Your legacy and the legacy of this church is about on a lot of different people that have believed in this and believed in the need for the vineyard to be a part and come alongside other churches in the city and the country to do a great work. And so we were invited in. The last thing I'd say, there's something that I've come to realize that's so important if we see it. It's called the ripple effect.
Und es ist mir etwas klar geworden, dieser ripple effect auf Englisch, der, wenn man einen Stein ins Wasser wirft und diese Kreise, die sich da weiterziehen, ripple effect.
It's like a mustard seed. Something starts really small.
Es ist ein ganz kleiner Samen, der ganz klein anfängt.
But then it grows and it grows and it grows and it grows.
Es wächst und es wächst.
And so many of you here are part of that ripple effect.
Viele von euch sind Teil dieses Effekts, dieses
ripple
effect.
There are many of you that you came to Christ in the vineyard. You were healed in the vineyard. You experienced the Holy Spirit in the vineyard. And some of you have taken that on to other places and other streams. And so the ripple effect is all over Vienna. And yet I believe that God has another run for this church. If you choose it. If you call out to God for it,
wenn ihr Gott darum bittet,
and you're willing to be whatever he wants you to be. And so I believe that God wants to give you like another wind of this Holy Spirit.
Gott euch einen neuen Wind vom Heiligen Geist geben will.
And so much has happened.
Es ist so viel geschehen.
So David and Lisa,
David und Lisa,
we wanted to come here.
wir wollten.
But it was just something that we felt God didn't give us permission.
Aber Gott, wir haben gefühlt, dass Gott uns nicht die Erlaubnis dafür gegeben
hat. And David and Lisa Boyd were so prominent in our own church. They were part of our earliest days.
In unserer eigenen Gemeinde so groß von Anfang an.
And they encouraged us, they supported us, and they stood with us in the growing of our church in Fort Collins, the vineyard there.
Unsere Gemeinde in Fort Collins da gewachsen ist, die Vineyard dort.
And one of the things that I hope you know that they gave their blood, sweat and tears to this church.
Ich möchte, dass Sie wissen, dass Sie ihr Blut, ihr Schweiß, ihre Tränen für diese Kirche gegeben haben, für diese Gemeinde gegeben haben.
They left everything that they had to come here because they believed that God wanted to raise up a vineyard church.
Weil sie geglaubt haben, dass Gott hier eine Vineyard-Gemeinde aufbauen wollte.
And they put it all out there.
Und sie haben einfach alles hingegeben.
And I'm grateful for you guys to do that.
Ich bin dankbar für euch, danke, dass ihr das gemacht habt.
But that's what they do. And one of the other things you'll know about them, they never ask for anything for themselves.
Sie fragen nie etwas für sich selbst.
They don't ask to be seen, to be known or anything.
Sie wollen gesehen werden oder gekannt werden.
They just do what they do, everywhere they go.
Einfach, egal wo sie hingehen.
To spreading the kingdom.
Um das Königreich Gottes zu verbreiten.
And you guys are unrelenting in that, and I'm grateful for that.
Und ich bin so dankbar dafür.
And so, they're the ultimate servants, not caring who gets the credit.
So sollten Diener sein. Es ist ihnen egal, wer die Ehre dafür bekommt.
Someone once said, it's amazing.
Jemand hat mal gesagt, es ist
what can be accomplished,
was gemacht werden kann.
When nobody cares who gets the credit.
Wenn es jedem egal ist, wer die Ehre dafür bekommt, die Anerkennung dafür
so
bekommt.
So thank you, Vineyard family, for letting me come and share. And I want to welcome David and Lisa to come.
Lisa nach vorne bitten.
Es ist gefährlich.
Ja, sie meint es gefährlich, wenn ein Mann den Mikro an seine Frau überreicht. Und so, nur das Mikro. Ja. 25.